Welcome to The Blaze. This is episode 264. I am your host, Alejandro Oveda. You have now pushed play to another blazing week, and I got to tell you what an amazing week we've been having, what beautiful weather we've been having, and thank you for showing up this week for this podcast. I want to say thank you first off and foremost because it is you who makes this podcast go around. I just want to let you know this is an independent podcast. You can depend on this podcast every Thursday. Every Thursday, we have not missed a Thursday in 264 Thursdays. I was going to say 264 days, but it has been 264 weeks. We've been doing podcasting every week straight, just giving you guys what we got going on here in the Central Valley, more in the Fresno location. Last week, we had a lot of local events, including Art Hop, other things on the weekend. So make sure you guys stay tuned every week. We're going to be having a lot more events coming up as we are getting into festival season. You know, we got a lot going on, especially during the springtime. Events are going, like I said, every weekend almost. So make sure you guys are paying attention, you know, throughout the year, but mostly throughout the spring, because we will be having a lot of anniversaries. We'll be having a lot of festivals and a lot of things going down on the local scale. So make sure you guys tune in every week. Make sure you guys are sharing the podcast. You guys can definitely find this podcast on anywhere you guys listen to for podcasts. We'll say Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Definitely check out that Podcaster app. It is produced by Spotify, but it is a great place, a platform to go ahead and start your own podcast. Or definitely check and see what other podcasts that they have to offer. I know it was Anchor at one point, but now they do call it Podcasters, and you can definitely find it on the App Store. And I like this app because you can find different things that you wouldn't normally find on a regular kind of platform. You know, it's a lot different than Spotify. It's a lot different than Apple. Really, it's just a platform for people that create their own content, and it is a great platform to go ahead and start. And I think if anybody on this is listening, go ahead and start your own podcast. Go start your own business. Go do your own thing. This realm is, you know, it is growing at a high rate, but at the same time, you're seeing a lot of fizzle out and people just not staying active on the podcasting realm. You know, I think for me, it's been different. You know, we have a lot of different things to talk about here in the Central Valley, so it's hard to really find your niche. But I think if you go out there and you try your hardest, I think you can definitely get a good group of audience. And I could be the one to attest to that. I'm not going to say this is the most amazing, biggest podcast, but I will say throughout the 5 years, I have been seeing more and more plays, and especially on the older episodes. I think those are what get the most love, which is incredible to think, you know, like these episodes that you didn't think were going to get love definitely are the ones that are getting the most love. So it's surprising. It's something that you have to avidly do and understand. Like, you're not going to get the performance. You're not going to get the support that you get from your performance. You know, you got to continue to grind out and make sure that you find your way and make sure you find your voice. That's the hardest thing, I think, about podcasting. And that's the hardest thing that I've been focusing on, is just trying to stay in my lane instead of worrying about what other people and other podcasting networks are doing. And, you know, I love what people are doing, but at the same time, people aren't doing it the same way that I'm doing it. So I kind of like where I'm at. And I think that's one thing about, you know, podcasting, is you got to find what you like to talk about. And for me, it's always been about where I live, what I'm doing. You know, I can't really attest to what other people are doing and stuff like that. Like, I can't really give you my thought if I'm talking about what other people are doing. So I definitely want to give you a little bit of me each and every week, give you guys a little taste of where I come from in the Central Valley and also in the Fresno area. This is a great place to be. This is a great place to go if you're looking for things to do on the weekend. If you are from those outskirts counties, you know, make sure you guys check out everything we got to offer. And you know, I also do like to go out of town and get kind of my opinions on other places too. But definitely, I love to talk about Fresno. I love to talk about the Central Valley, and especially what we got going on each and every week. I know, you know, during the springtime we got, like I said, festival season. We got, I know, an event that's coming up soon is Fres Yes Fest. And Fres Yes Fest will be coming up soon on March 23rd, 2024 at 1 p.m. through 11 p.m. This is going to be Fres Yes Fest 2024. And this is put on by Tioga Sequoia. I know each week I always give you, you know, the event the week of, but this week I really wanted to talk about Fres Yes Fest this year, as you know, it is one of Fresno's premier festivals, and it's always downtown near the brewery district. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys save the date, because Fres Yes is back for an all-day event. This is going to be, they're going to lock down Fulton Street again, and it's going to be, you know, that type of block party that you're used to. All day with great beer. I think they're going to have like 25 to 30 different food vendors. Plus, you can get a lot of other local vendors. Live music at multiple stages. There'll be games for the whole family. So this is one of the biggest parties in, I would say, Central Valley or Fresno. You know, it is a great place to go see what the downtown area has to offer, see what, you know, the brewery district has to offer, and see what a lot of these local vendors and food vendors have to offer. I think this is a premier spot, and if you're looking for a vendor spots to go ahead and work at, make sure you check out the Fresno Street Eats. They're the one that put together most of the vendors. But there's going to be tons of also local artists that are going to be, you know, performing live. So make sure you guys don't miss this event. Like I said, it's going to be March 23rd, not March 13th, March 23rd, 2024, from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this is the Fres Yes Fest 2024, and I love this festival. They do it at a high level, and definitely throughout the years you've seen the much change, and definitely it has improved throughout the years. So I just suggest you guys, you know, make some time, go out down to downtown Fresno on March 23rd and check out Fres Yes Fest. And this week I want to talk about an artist that I love to support, especially because he is a West Coast artist. And a lot of people haven't really heard of him before, especially probably people that do listen to the podcast, but I definitely want to talk about him this week. His name is Casey Veggies, and he's known as a West Coast artist out of Los Angeles, California. He was a founding member of the Los Angeles-based hip-hop group Odd Future. He signed with Epic Records to release his debut album Live and Grow in 2015. He then grew a lot of on his own and actually ended up releasing his second album Organic in 2019. And then there's actually been a hiatus of him not making any music the last few years. So this was actually something that I really wanted to talk about, because, you know, throughout his whole career, you know, he's made great, you know, street tapes, make good mixtapes, but a lot of it hasn't really made that hard press or even onto social platforms. So I definitely want to talk about this new album that he has out right now. And this album is actually an album that he teamed up with a rising producer, And they both have tons of talent. But I said he is from LA, part in the Inglewood community. And he's actually back after his second year of no album drop. And this has to be, I think, a 2-year album drought. And finally, he came and delivered something that I thought was a good piece of art. I'm not too sure exactly if I want this artist to really drop every year, because some of his music really doesn't really resonate with everyone. I think if you're from the California sound and you know exactly what you're listening to, I think this is for you. But one thing for sure is I like that he ended up teaming up with DaVinci, who is that producer that is on the up and coming, because the production I felt like was amazing. And the album for me, it has a lot of you to it. So when he dropped it, I really felt like he was dropping this album for the city, for the town, or for where he's from. But he also had a lot of different people come out and say how much they're supporting of this album, you know. And the album isn't like extremely, you know, popular or whatnot. You definitely have to give it a shot, but I definitely wanted to talk about it just because it is new, it is fresh. He hasn't dropped an album in the last 2 years, so it's really something that you could listen to and hold with you for a while. But my favorite songs on the album would have to be Boss Talk, Cut Different, and Heavyweight. So if you're looking for a good album to listen to this week, make sure you check out Nostalgia by Casey Veggies and DaVinci. And let me know what you guys are listening to this week. And this week I was able to watch a lot of different shows and a lot of different movies. But one show that really consumed me this week was Love is Blind Season 6. And Love is Blind is like a dating show, but it is on Netflix. And if you are unaware of what Love is Blind is basically what it entails. You know, two people go onto the show to find love, but they try to find it in a different way. They date everybody who is a part of this show, and they try to find their perfect match, especially behind closed doors, and they do not see each other. So they are definitely trying to find love in the most vulnerable state, as they both don't know what each other looks like. So this really has a lot to it, which, you know, me and my wife, we really like to watch it together. Just, I don't know, it just shows you how relationships and how dynamic relationships could be. But if you are like one of those people that really like love shows, or even juicy shows that are like reality TV shows, this is a show for you, especially season 6, which I would have to say was one of the best, most shocking, most juicy shows that I've seen, especially throughout this whole series of Love is Blind. But definitely on this season, it goes from secret hookups to never before seen footage, and a lot of the unresolved drama between the contestants. You know, there has been a lot of love triangles in this season, which, you know, if you are someone that does watch this show, you know, those love triangles sometimes break up the couples, and, you know, it just shows how far some of these people are going, would go to try to get fame, to try to get fortune out of this show. But when you saw the reunion show, they kind of put them on the spot. They kind of made them feel like, what are you doing here and trying to treat this kind of method of dating the way that they did? And, you know, it's crazy to believe that people are here for true love, especially on this show, but they definitely find it. And on this reunion show, they ended up showing the successful couples that have been married. They had throughout the whole 6 years, I think they've said they had 9 marriages. And now some of those marriages are even continuing growing as family. So this show really does have true love in it. And it's just about trying to find it the right way. there was also instances where, you know, this guy ends up telling both women that he wants to be with them, and he would, like, leave with them at the immediate moment if they wanted to leave with them. And you know, both of them were kind of falling for him. But this is, it's crazy to think, like, you know, a man could definitely tell a woman the same thing and not think that he would be kind of caught between the women not talking and saying what was being said from him. There was also other parts where you saw, you know, the relationship kind of grow, but then also start to burn out towards when they start living with each other and start meeting each other's families. You know, this is a crazy show to look at how toxic relationships could actually be. So if you're looking for a good, you know, show to watch, I think it's only like maybe 6 or 7 episodes, but they are 2 hours long. But it definitely has a lot of juiciness to it. It definitely has a lot to watch. And, you know, it sucks to see failed marriages and failed relationships, but it also shows you that, you know, you need to work on these kinds of things to be able to be successful. So I would highly recommend watching Love is Blind Season 6. I know a lot of people are like wondering, why am I watching this? But definitely it's to be a better person, be a better man and a better husband for my wife. You know, I think it shows a lot of do's and don'ts that you can really gravitate towards and take it into your own and do what you wish with the kind of wisdom that you can get from these shows. It's kind of different. It's kind of fun. And if you're in a relationship, it's always great to, like, talk about what you would do, you know, because not everybody would go into a show where you're blind, not literally blind, but you just don't see the person that you're talking to and how your feelings start to change, especially when, you know, you're blind and don't know exactly what they look like. So if you like these types of shows, make sure you check it out. Love is Blind 6 seasons, and everyone I think we saw, and everyone was definitely had their own, like, excitement. So make sure you guys check it out and let me know what you guys are watching this week. And this week I was able to try a new pizza parlor that I really wanted to talk about, because I am a pizza enthusiast and I feel like, you know, if I find something great, I definitely have to share it, especially on the podcast if it's local. But I want to talk about Dougie Fresh Pizza that is on the corner of McKinley and Palm, right across the street from the 7-Eleven. And this is where you can find some great pizza. We ended up trying it last week, and then we definitely had to try it again for Pizza Pie Day. And I really wanted to talk about it because of their delicious, delicious pizza. And you can find it, like I said, McKinley and Palm. But there's some of the best pizza, especially the specialty pies. The first specialty pie that I really wanted to talk about was their breakfast style pizza featuring eggs on a pizza. It's kind of weird, but definitely worth the try. And the second one that I really want to talk about is their double pepperoni pizza with extra cheese. And this has to be one of the best pepperoni pizzas I've ever tasted. The crust to the sauce and the way that the pizza holds up, I think, is perfect. So if you're looking for something new to eat, something fresh to eat, and I know this is like one of those mom and pop shops where definitely I want to continue to support, especially because pizza is one of those hard things that you could find consistently that is great, that is good. And now that we have tried this spot, it might be one of those spots that I might be going to a lot more. So I really wanted to talk about Dougie Fresh Pizza right off of Palm and McKinley. And make sure you guys check it out. Make sure you guys see what they have to offer on their online ordering. Definitely want to continue to support mom and pop shops here in the Fresno area and Central Valley area. So make sure you guys try Dougie Fresh Pizza and let me know what you guys are eating this week. And this week I want to talk about the Rest in Beats event for MF Doom and J Dilla tribute that they'll be having at Full Circle Brewing. And this is going to be Saturday, March 16th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. right there at the Full Circle Brewery District. And this is going to be a great, great event. As you know, I like to promote live music events, especially when it comes to some of Fresno's top-notch talent. But I just want to say, go to this event to celebrate, you know, two hip-hop legends, MF Doom and J Dilla, right there at the Full Brewing at Full Circle Brewing. And they're going to have tributes and live music from Fashion, Cephas, Mad Hatter, and High Up Seer. So if you're looking for, you know, a great place to listen to music, maybe take your girl out, enjoy a show, or if you're looking for some fire beats to really nod your head for the weekend and have a good time, make sure you check out this event. Rest in peace, Rest in Beats, MF Doom, and J Dilla tribute, with a lot of local legends that will be taking the stage. So make sure you check out this event and let me know what you guys are up to this weekend. And this week, I would like to just say congrats to Carruthers girls basketball team, who wins the CIF state championship. The Carruthers girls basketball team won 54-48 over Granada Hills Charter to claim the D3 CIF championship. And this was a great, great game, as it's the second title in the program and the first since winning the Division 5 crown in 2019. And this was a great team, really putting together some great memories, as the Blue Raiders entered the state bracket as the number 14 seed, but beat the number 1, the number 2, and number 3 seeds, including last year's state champion Central Grizzlies, en route to Sacramento. You know, it was a great stand for 5 student buses from Carruthers. They filled up 5 buses, and they ended up going to Sacramento. And the Blue Raider students made it feel like a home game for the team, as they were on the road of its last 7 games. So I would owe it all to, you know, the fans and the people that were around. But also, I wanted to talk about Emmy Alameda, who led the way with 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. And she is actually the sophomore. And definitely, they had a lot of different things to say about her, but definitely just to say that, you know, she played well throughout the whole playoffs. And to see that, you know, a team like Carruthers, who was the number 14th ranked team, beat the number 1, the number 2, and number 3 team, has to say a lot about your basketball program, and especially your coaching. So they came a long way to make it and to win the state championship. So I just want to say congratulations to the Carruthers Blue Raiders, as they are now the CIF Division 5 or Division 3 CIF champions. So make sure you guys celebrate and make sure you guys continue to dominate. Now let's talk about our Fresno State men's basketball team, as they have a current record of a 12-20 with a conference record of 4-14. And last week, they had their last game of the season versus Wyoming, which they lost 86-47. But the Dogs were led by Isaiah Pope, who scored 9 points, grabbed 6 rebounds, and threw out 1 assist. Then the Dogs ended up going into the Mountain West Basketball Championships, and they ended up defeating Wyoming at the number 8 seed, as the Dogs ran over the Wyoming 73-77, and the Dogs were led by Isaiah Pope again, who scored 22 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and also dished out 2 assists. The Dogs will then now be in the next round against the number 1 seed, Utah State, and that will take place today at 12 p.m. And then if they win against Utah State, they will be in the semifinals, which will be on Friday, March 15th. And then if they go all the way to the championship, the Dogs will then play March 16th. So make sure you guys tune in to the Mountain West Championship Tournament. And make sure you guys go for your Fresno State Bulldogs, as they got a great win against Wyoming to put them into the next round against the number one seed, Utah State. Make sure we go Bulldogs, and make sure you guys wear your red for the next couple days. Now let's talk about our Fresno State Diamond Dogs, as they have an overall record right now of 12-4, and they have a conference record of 2-1. The Dogs had a busy week last week as they finished their series with UC Irvine, and they ended up going 1-1. They lost their first game 4-13, and then they won their second game 13-1. Then they ended up taking on Columbia for a two-game series. And on Saturday, they won 8-5. And then on Sunday, they won 15-4. Then the Dogs ended up going on the road against Sacramento State during the week. And then that was on Tuesday. And they ended up beating Sacramento State 5-4. Then the Dogs will have a three-game series this week versus San Jose State. They'll start March 15th for their first game, and that one will start at 6:05 Pacific time. And then the second game will be on Saturday, March 16th. That one will start at 2:05 p.m. Pacific time. And then the third game will be on March 17th on Sunday, and that will be at 12 p.m. And then the Dogs will end up taking on LMU back at Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. And that will be March 19th on Tuesday at 6:05 p.m. So make sure you guys tune in to the Blaze Podcast for more on your Fresno State baseball team. Now let's talk about Fresno State softball team, as they have an overall record of 17-6 with the conference record of 0-0. They have not started their conference play yet. This past week, they ended up playing in the 2024 Bulldog Classic, which they won their first game on Friday versus CSUN. They won 3-2. Then their second game they had on Saturday, March 9th, versus San Diego, and they beat San Diego 8-5. And then on Sunday, they ended up having another game against San Diego, and they won 10-2 in five innings. And then on Monday, they had their championship game, which they kind of they lost really bad to Rutgers, 1-10. But the Dogs will start their conference play this week against Nevada on the road. They'll have a three-game series from March 15th to March 17th. Then the Dogs will be back home next week against Pacific for a week, 1 week game, and that would be on March 20th on Wednesday at 6 p.m. So make sure you guys tune into the Blaze Podcast, and make sure you guys go out to support your Fresno State softball team, as they have a terrific season so far this year. Now let's talk about our Fresno Monsters, as their season concludes this week, as they lost to the Junior Reign as they advanced to the USPHL playoffs. And this was a great season for the Monsters, that they had a most dominant season I could think of in the last few years. And hopefully, you know, the Monsters will be back next year for a great run into the playoffs. So make sure you guys tune in to the Blaze Podcast for more on your all your local sports. Now let's talk about our Central Valley Fuego, as they had their first game of the season last week. And I didn't even know they ended up playing against the Georgia Tormenta, the South Georgia Tormenta FC. And they ended up beating Tormenta FC 2-1. Now the Central Valley Fuego will have a game on Saturday, March 16th versus Union Omaha. They're at the Fresno State Soccer Stadium. So make sure you guys go out, go support your Central Valley Fuego, as they are starting their upcoming season. And their season will be throughout March, all the way into October. So make sure you guys tune in every week, as we will be talking soccer, as the Central Valley Fuego is one of our staple teams here in the Central Valley. So make sure you guys tune in each week, as the Fuego is taking on their 2024 opponents. Now let's talk about our Valley FC, who is another soccer club here in our Central Valley, whose 2024 UPSL spring season is ahead of us. They will be starting off on March 24th against East County Revs. And last year, the Valley FC had a tremendous season as they got pretty close into those playoffs and to try to win, you know, that UPSL division championship. But this year they'll be having about 10 games. It looks like they're going to be 5 home, 5 away. So make sure you guys tune in to the Blaze Podcast for more on your Valley Football Club. Now let's talk about the NFL. And right now, the thing that's been bubbling right now in the NFL has been free agency. And free agency has hit so many teams. And we'll start off with the Baltimore Ravens as they signed Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry's coming off probably some of the best football that he's been playing the last couple of years. And they ended up signing Derrick Henry to the Ravens. And this is going to be a big, big deal as the 30-year-old running back agreed to a 2-year deal for $16 million. And Henry rushed for 1,167 yards and 12 touchdowns in 2023, which makes him one of the best running backs in the league. And then we'll talk about Saquon Barkley, who ended up getting signed by the Eagles. And this was probably one of the best pickups from the free agency, as the Eagles, you know, they're actually getting investigated for tampering with Saquon Barkley. But I think, you know, the Eagles will be denying that, of course. But they ended up signing Saquon Barkley to a 3-year deal worth $37.75 million contract, which includes $26 million fully guaranteed. And not only him that got paid this week was also Kirk Cousins, who ended up getting signed by the Atlanta Falcons. And at 35 years old, it was crazy to think that, you know, he is actually one of the highest paid quarterbacks of all time. And the Falcons ended up really sealing the deal, signing a 4-year contract worth up to $180 million. And this was a buy-in from Atlanta, which kind of really made him the household name for Atlanta, making him their starting quarterback, as, you know, they were having issues last year. And then we got Josh Jacobs, who signed a deal with the Green Bay Packers, and they ended up getting a great back of Josh Jacobs, as now they'll be actually in contention with a top running back, which they signed him for a 4-year, $48 million contract. You know, there's also been movement from Russell Wilson, who also got signed for a 1-year contract with the Steelers. Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos ended up getting traded and now will be a part of the Cleveland Browns. So there's been a lot of movement in the NFL right now. A lot of people signing deals, getting money, and it all started off with, you know, the running back situation and making sure that some of these running backs will now get paid. It's going to be a great, great time coming into April as the NFL draft is right behind. We'll be talking more as free agency is still among us, still fresh. So we'll be talking about more NFL free agency in the next coming week. So make sure you guys tune into the Blaze Podcast for more on the NFL. Now let's talk about the MLB. And first, we'll talk about some spring training standings right now. As in the Grapefruit Spring Training League, Baltimore, the Orioles right now lead all teams with 15-4 record. And then we got the Boston Red Sox at 12-7, Detroit Tigers at 11-8, and the Washington Nationals at 10-8. And then in the Cactus League, we have the LA Dodgers at number one with a record of 13-5. At number two, we got the Colorado Rockies at 12-6. At three, the Kansas City Royals at 12-7, and the Chicago Cubs at 11-7. You know, this has been a great spring training so far, as we are getting our way into the MLB season, as we will be coming into opening day, which this year for the 2024 MLB season, it will begin overseas with the matchup between the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers in Seoul, South Korea. The Dodgers and Padres will play on Wednesday, March 20th and Thursday, March 21st. This will be the first time in MLB history that a game will be played in South Korea. And then the 2024 opening day schedule, a week after the games in South Korea, MLB's opening day is slated for Thursday, March 28th. And there's going to be tons and tons of great games, as the Los Angeles Angels will go against the Baltimore Orioles. The Braves will go against the Phillies. San Francisco Giants will go against the Padres. And so on and so forth. We'll be seeing each team get a chance at their, opening day. But I feel like opening day can't come fast enough. It's always like, I feel like it's always like a holiday when it comes to opening day. And it's one of those days I wish we could have off of work each and every year. It's almost like the Super Bowl opening day for baseball. So I cannot wait for the 2024 MLB season to start, especially with that San Diego Padre and LA Dodger matchup there in Seoul, South Korea. That's going to be a great, great one. And there's going to be, I think, more also international games. So make sure you guys tune into the Blaze Podcast for more on the MLB. Now let's talk about the NBA, and this week we'll talk about, our California teams, as right now the Warriors are in 10th in the Western Conference standings, and right now they ended up losing last night to the Mavericks 99-109, and I feel like the Warriors really have been struggling just on the little mistakes, and really it punished them against the Dallas Mavericks. You know, a lot of things have been really struggling for the Warriors, as it's been hard for them to really keep their stars on the floor. But Steph Curry right now has been trying to find his way in the absence of Draymond Green. They've been really, really facing a lot of challenges, especially on defense, especially going against a good Mavs team like they have with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. But it's going to be, a long season, as, the Warriors still have that number 10 spot right now in the West. So they're still in that playoff area if they can get into a playoff play-in game. But there's only so much they can do without Curry. I feel like Chris Paul has been probably the one that has been looked at almost on a microscope. Klay Thompson also, he's been able to really generate some points off the bench, but it has been kind of at a limited basis right now. And it's going to be, if this team could really put together, a great run coming into April and then making it into May, it's going to be a hard thing for the Warriors, especially as hard as it has been in the Western Conference for a lot of these teams. But it's going to be about health, and if Curry could really come back and make a difference for this team. But at number nine, we got my LA Lakers at number nine, and they lost last night 120-107. And this has been a bad, bad situation, especially with the Lakers going against the Kings. And I feel like throughout history, Lakers always bullied the Kings. But this past few years, the Kings have really had the Lakers' number, as they defeated the Lakers last night in a terrible, terrible win, or loss, I would say, for the Lakers. But the Kings have the number on the Lakers right now. The Lakers lost 120-107 in a crazy, crazy shooting night. You know, they've been having tough not only shooting the ball, but also keeping up with some of these fast guards. I feel like Anthony Davis, who is one of the best players in the league, on both ends of the floor, is the most important piece to the Lakers. As, you know, he lost again to his counterpart, Domantas Sabonis. And this has been a player that AD has been having a trouble beating, and he hasn't been able to beat him in the last 10 tries. And I think Davis, you know, he's going to have to get out of this rut, especially coming into the playoffs and, you know, being at that number 9 spot. We're definitely trying to get into the number 8 spot or to the number 6 spot. That way we don't have to be a play-in team. So the Lakers are forcing themselves to play, you know, with their backs against the walls, especially with the aging LeBron James, who has really been able to put some of his best basketball together the last few weeks, especially coming off of such a great game last game. But this one, you know, it's definitely been hard for him to score the ball at will against a great Kings team. So the Kings really have a great team right now, but the Lakers are definitely in that 9 spot, still in the Western Conference. And the Kings right now are in that 6 spot after beating the Lakers 120-107. And it has been really about the whole team, but to me, for the last game, it's been about Sabonis. You know, like I said, I was mentioning against the Lakers, he's been 10-0 against Anthony Davis, and it's just been that kind of year for the Kings. You know, last year they were fighting for, you know, the number 1, number 2, or number 3 spot, and right now they're definitely in a hole compared to where they were last year. They're right there in the middle of the Western Conference at number 6, and they continue to roll on, but I feel like they're going to have a great chance to prove themselves in the upcoming weeks, as they have some big games against some bigger teams. I know they're going to have to go against the Knicks this weekend, and then they'll be able to go against the Kings next week, the Raptors, the Wizards, and then the Magic. So they'll have a little break next week, so they'll be able to catch up some steam after rolling against the Lakers last night. But then in the Western Conference, we also have the Clippers, who is the number 4 team right now in California and in the Western Conference standings. And the Clippers have been playing really well, especially trying to find really their voice and the reasoning behind how well they've been going. But one thing for sure is will they be able to get their mojo back? You know, after a spirited climb of the Western Conference standings, you know, they've kind of hit a lull right there around All-Star break, and they're really trying to rediscover their flow and how they're going to maintain it throughout the rest of the season. You know, they're going to be coming into their new stadium in October, so I'm looking to see if this Clippers team could really make it happen this year and to get into maybe another winning streak. You know, they had one of the best winning streaks this year with 13 straight wins, but then they kind of fell off coming into the All-Star break. But it's going to be about if they can stay injury-free, as, you know, Kawhi Leonard left their arena in the first half against the Timberwolves on Tuesday night, but you know, it's going to be about dealing with these kinds of injuries and how far can they really take themselves into the playoffs. I'm a big avid fan for, you know, just our California teams, especially now that the Clippers have been playing well, the Kings have been playing well, and the Lakers and Warriors need to pick up steam and get back into maybe the top 6 of the standings in the Western Conference. I'm just so happy right now that the NBA is right in the middle. You know, we're looking closer to the playoffs now. So we're looking at these teams and we're trying to see if what team is going to make it past the playoffs and then into, you know, the NBA championship. It's going to be a great rest of the season. So make sure you guys follow here on the Blaze Podcast. I want to say thank you for tuning in this week, each and every week at that. You know, your support goes a long way for this independent podcast. I just want to say happy St. Patrick's Day if you do observe St. Patrick's Day. You know, it is a great day to really celebrate Irish culture, the food, music, dancing, drinking, the whole thing. But make sure you guys are staying safe on St. Patrick's Day. I know it is a big, big drinking day, but I think for sure, just make sure you guys are being safe. Make sure you guys are using Uber. Make sure you guys are not drinking and driving. Make sure you guys are having good, clean fun. I know for a lot of St. Patrick's Day, I used to love going out, going to an Irish pub, you know, drinking some whiskey, maybe having a couple brews. It's a great time, but you just got to make sure you guys are actually staying safe. As you know, St. Patrick's Day is not only about the drinking. It's about, you know, your beliefs. It's about, you know, the slavery that was part of St. Patrick in Ireland, which St. Patrick was kidnapped by a pirate raiding party and sold into slavery in Ireland. And as a slave, he actually looked and herded sheep for many years before fleeing to the monastery in England. While there, he became a devout follower of Christianity and ordained bishop, after which he returned to Ireland as a missionary. You know, there's a lot of history behind St. Patrick's Day, which, you know, I did not even know about, which I need to start, you know, reading into it and start, you know, celebrating it a different way. But I just want to let you guys know, make sure you guys check out all the local events that are happening this week and throughout March. And then make sure you guys are continuing to support the podcast throughout the month and then into April, as, you know, springtime is the best time here in Fresno and in the Central Valley. I just want to welcome you guys to this podcast and welcome you guys to my area. So make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys are supporting all your local businesses, supporting all your local artists, and make sure you guys are supporting all your local podcasts. I'm Alejandro Oveda signing off episode 264.